It's Wednesday, April 26th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Ugandan Muslim extremists stabbed a Christian evangelist to death earlier this month. A local pastor told Morningstar News, quote, "Herbert was very effective in evangelistic activities. His acts of supporting and helping preachers were seen in Muslim circles as misleading many Muslims who left Islam and joined Christianity, especially young men and women. As the body of Christ, we have lost a devoted servant of Christ." End quote. The killing is the latest of many attacks on Christians in Uganda. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death." Anglicans from around the world met last week in Kigali, Rwanda, for the 4th Global Anglican Future Conference. The assembly issued a communique called the Kigali Commitment. The document affirms the authority of God's word and calls to repentance those in the Anglican Communion who support sexually perverted lifestyles. The Church of England has led the departure from Scripture in their support of homosexuality. Now, global Anglicans are rejecting the leadership status of the Anglican branch in England. Anglicans at the conference represented about 85% of Anglicans worldwide. Yesterday, President Joe Biden officially announced he is running for re-election next year. Biden said his campaign is about fighting for more freedom.
"Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans.